The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. World health officials were reported to be stunned when the U.S. opposed a resolution for countries to encourage breastfeeding, especially when decades of research showed that it is the best for both mothers and babies. VOA's Carol Pearson spoke to two prominent doctors who wholly support the U.N. resolution based on scientific studies.
Millions of babies around the world would thrive if only they received mother's milk for the first 6 months of life, or even longer. The findings come from the largest and most detailed analysis of the benefits of breastfeeding. It was published in the Lancet Medical Journal 2 years ago. The study showed breastfeeding could save the lives of 800,000 babies per year. Dr. Dennis Kuo heads the General Pediatrics Unit at the University of Buffalo Medical Center. Speaking via Skype, he says while women need options, science is clearly on the side of breastfeeding. Dr. Joan Younger Meek of the Florida State University College of Medicine said in a Skype interview, breastfeeding improves nutrition, decreases infections, and is cheaper than formula.
We know that right after birth, when the mother puts the baby to breast, the baby gets the colostrum, the early milk that the mother produces, and it's very high in immunoglobulins that protect the baby from infection. So that milk is critically important for babies. And then continued exclusive breastfeeding continues to support those health benefits for the baby.
For women to use infant formula, they need clean water, not just for the formula, but the bottles need to be clean. The nipples and spoons used to measure formula also need to be clean. If not, the baby can get diarrhea, which can be fatal. Dr. Kuo says because formula is expensive, if a mother tries to stretch it out, the baby will not get enough to eat.
The benefits of breastfeeding are extraordinarily high to be able to protect against these illnesses.
Breastfed babies have fewer ear infections, fewer digestive problems. They grow differently. Breast milk even protects children from obesity later in life. Dr. Dennis Kuo says formulas have improved over time with the addition of fatty acids and better quality proteins. But, he says, nothing can replace breast milk. Breastfeeding also has clear benefits for the mother as well. For one thing, it reduces the chance that she'll hemorrhage after giving birth. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Join us next time for Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.